Rebel! Resistor! This is Sergeant Deed. Park your craft now or risk extermination. We will blast you out of the sky. And there will be no final warning.
Hey, Rusty Bumper, keep it down out there. It's 3:52. I gotta work tomorrow, you ugly bag of lead.
Hey, Rector, forgive me. I will attempt to clean the windows quietly.
If I'm late to my shift, I'll have you recycled. So help me, you'll get scrapped.
Dearest human, I apologize. Your REM sleep and punctuality at work are essential to your survival. I will write a comment card to customer service on your behalf.
Gah, I gotta be up in an hour. If I get scrapped, I'm gonna make sure you get scrapped, you useless hunk of sheet metal. I'll poke holes in you.
Far below the neon lights and vibrant violence of Eden City, beneath the anger and despair of the steel apartment structures, nestled in the only land with foliage, surrounded by tall towers of golden fence, untouched and unexploited lies, the Garden of Eden. In our world, there is no freedom, only paranoia, struggle, and hatred. Only the garden is safe, but only the wealthy may enter. Unless that is, you can get past the guards. On tonight's stage, you will witness a young woman defying the world and its nature to seek peace. She could have been caught if it hadn't been for the only guardian who could feel it. If you listen closely enough, you can hear the squeals and the scratches of the rats under Eden. Welcome to episode 1, Under the Iron Thumb.
The world with its heart of stone leaves me blackened and beaten and alone. If only the world could see what a paradise it could be.
My world, underground and dim, is a prison, a coven, a den. If only my world could see, there is not one way we can be.
The morning comes, but there's no sun. No morning comes for boys with guns. My God, I dream to run. The glory someone's never won.
Just a crack in the floor lights my way to a more as profound intervention to my soul's ascension.
When I first saw you,
when I first saw you,
My life had been changed, but I couldn't tell you because
Ah, amorous.
God's ghost. It's real. And dreams could blush. The wood here grows up from the dirt. They stretch up like a tall lady with green fingernails. That's a tree. And the water seems to pool here. How can it be clear here? Now that's a stream? A lake. Yes. Oh, the air.
Amaris was a nun. Not by choice. She was an orphan. More on that another time.
What secrets are here? Tell me, are you here? Will you speak to me?
Beneath her habit lies a heart full of rebellious spirit. The young nun, the world would soon know her as. Her face on giant screens and flyers would be the catalyst for the future.
Eve? Eve, I feel you here. Please, ancestor, do not hide from me.
Amaris looked for answers. A way out. She was called there.
Speak to me, please. Whisper, at least. How did it feel to sleep on the green? Drink from the streams? Eat from the trees? How did it feel to truly be free? Yes, I understand.
What happens next? You can only imagine. As the story was told, the young nun shed her habit, took off her worn shoes, felt the ancient dirt on her feet, and walked the earth as Eve once did. For the first time since woman was created, the moon over the Garden of Eden shone on a fair young thing. She could breathe as she frolicked, flounced, and jaunted jubilantly in the garden. So she fell her chains. Her strain and pain began to wane. She surrendered herself to the music surrounding her, and this, dear listener, is when the young nun began to dance.
Seven. Do you read? Daydreamer, answer.
23.
Any further delays in transmission will result in a demotion. We do not wait. We observe and act. Affirmative, son. 57.
Son?
Acknowledge my order.
Clarification, 23.
Demotion imminent if you are unresponsive. Affirm.
Stainless steel clear. But as we both are aware, I am no one's son. Affirmative.
57. There's a woman.
A woman? 23. Acknowledge. You said a woman.
Affirmative. A woman. Young woman in your section of the garden. Your job is to observe, judge, and kill.
It ain't the day of the jesters. Are you bored?
I am stone cold.
A woman?
1.5 meters. 10 stones, if you throw her a bone. She was wearing a nun's habit. Now she is stark nude, dancing in your section.
Is it Hallowed Night?
We don't observe pagan holidays. Dispose of her, lethally. Guardian 57, acknowledge.
Done. Depths Dweller.
Guardian 57, a skilled fighter. His titanic steel suit, a pile of plates, pins, bolts, and brackets, standing 4 meters tall. As he lumbers across the hollowed ground, he leaves thick holes in the mud. 57 is one of the dozens of guards patrolling Eden City at the command of Sergeant Deed, enforced by a certain mayor. More on them another time. This particular guardian has the privilege to patrol the garden grounds. But this patrol, dear listener, is one of my favorites.
Young woman, no man could find a way in here, let alone a few stones.
They were men of shadows, encased in metal armor and armed with light muskets. If you did wrong, they painted you a charred black and white. They weren't passionate. They were loyal, vigilant killers for the regime. At least, most of them fit this description.
Woman, be realistic. A rat from below, maybe. A woman. No, please. Not today.
Not by choice. That's the rub, really. More on that another time.
57, is she exterminated?
I'm on my way. If you'd enjoy doing the job, you should come down from your tower, Guardian 23. I've got a light musket here for you. It's still warm.
No one wants to kill.
I've got my own, thank you. Besides, I am content with my body count. If I were to ever get demoted, Guardian 57, maybe I'll give it another shot.
You should try it sometime.
Destroy the woman and return to your post in lieu of demotion. Failure to do so will result in your extermination. I've heard you are close to the trigger, 57. That's what Big Bob said, anyway.
At least I believe that.
En route, 23. 23?
Go ahead.
Until recently, I had been the man to terminate guardians who deviated. Please, check your position. And furthermore, do not take me for granted, or I will also forget all you have done for me.
I'll say hello to Big Bob for you, ex-Sandman. Now, go for a run.
Audience, can I ask you a question? It's more of a hypothetical, really. See, when you were younger, and you were looking for that special person. Oh, wait, it's time.
When I first saw you, my life had been changed, but I couldn't tell you because you take my cold chrome hand, let it rest on your chest, on the grass where Eve would stand. We forget all the rest. Would your garden green eyes shine if they fixed upon mine? Damn a holy palmer's kiss, place your lips upon mine.
When you fell from his grace, you were cast from this place. Every voice cast their blame on the first woman's name. I rejoice in the voice who was judged for her choice and the wondrous ways she has called me to praise.
Our world with its martyrdom mends the malice,
the sickness,
atones. If only the world could know,
you can't cast us out of our homes.
Excuse Excuse me, miss?
Oh, my. God's ghost, who are... What on his earth are you?
Please, miss, be calm. I am...
You try being calm looking at you. His Christ! Oh, don't look at me, I'm Bear.
Miss, you must leave this garden immediately. I mean you harm.
You have the cross. The silver upside-down cross, the sign of the... A guardian. Stay away. Please, don't hurt me. Mr. Stay... God, you're so... I needed to see it. It's beautiful. Sir, I know there must be a person inside that suit. There must be a heart in that chest.
Are you one of them? A resistor?
A resistor? No. No, 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 no. I'm not... I've never even talked to... They, I don't... Please, I'm a nun. I'm not one of them. Sir, have you ever felt the breeze on your skin? Have you felt the, grass under your feet? I hadn't until this very moment. I want to feel the grass under my feet like you. I don't want to live underground.
No, huh? Where are you from? And what do you mean, underground?
Oh, yes. They were from different worlds and knew nothing about each other. Confusion was the pool of Guardian 57's mind.
Do people live underground? Do people think I'm free?
57, you are witnessed on camera spotting her. Take the shot.
23, she's helpless.
Who are you talking to?
57, take the shot and return to your post.
I am supposed to kill you.
What?
Now.
She's a nun.
Kill the nun.
She is a nun.
Why haven't you done it yet? Why don't you just do it? You hesitate. Oh, there it is. Deep in your helmet, I see the sadness in your eyes. You don't want to kill me?
Oh, right. There's my hypothetical. So, if you had no one, nothing, no past or future, and the most intoxicating creature you had ever seen stood before you, having the time of her life, wouldn't you want to run away with her? I would.
57, protocol states that you're obliged to kill the target on sight. Do you comply?
Listen to me now. Do not be afraid.
What are you doing?
57, I repeat, take the shot. Annihilate the resistor.
Would you shut up?
Why are you yelling at me?
Pick up your habit and run as far and as fast as you can. I will not follow you.
You will be executed in 30 seconds. Acknowledge.
I can't take this.
You're scaring me.
You need to run. Now.
At that moment, the destiny of the young nun and the Guardian became intertwined. The Guardian made a decision he didn't truly understand. But I understand.
Nun, pick up your habit and go now, before they kill you.
Why are you doing this?
I don't want this.
Peace be with you.
She silently thanked him, grabbed her habit, and ran. She climbed the fence and was out of sight. With a second to decide, Guardian 57 ran too. Fifty-seven evaded the blast as he hurtled his battering ram figure across the garden. He busted through as he approached the fence and ran into the night. Then, a crash is heard.
57! 57, do you read? Do not leave the garden. You violate your contract, calling all available guardians. Guardian 57 has gone rogue. Guardian 57 has gone rogue. Code, Logan, I repeat, a runner. Guardian 57 is a runner. Guardian 57 was last seen leaving the hospital.
Amaris ran for some time. Her eyes flooded the metal streets of Eden City. Delirious, she stumbled into an alley. Before her were rats. May I explain? If you look up, you can see the neon glow and twinkling facade of Eden City. The people there wear clothing, fly cars, spin units, and even drink. But if you look at your feet, in the gutters, holes, makeshift homes and markets, empty hearts and growling stomachs, you can see the rats. I have been every person here. I have been the poorest of them. I have been the saddest. I have slept in the stains in their beds and felt the holes in their skin. What you see before you is the brutality of the Iron Thumb. And now, as I stand in the shadows, I tell their stories. I carry their hope. I carry their sorrow. And this story, dear listener, is particularly true.
Mommy Bear, are we almost home? I ain't got no more walking in me.
Bear, think it's safe here? Others are setting up camp. Cub's been walking all night and I can't carry him anymore.
Well, Mommy Bear, I see no signs. It must be safe. Camp up. I'll look for food.
Their feet, worn and beaten on steel roads, covered in blood, dead skin, sores, and clinging to rotting shoes.
Oh, good. We stop now.
Cub, don't sit. Camp up.
Mommy, are we not going home tonight?
Camp up. Dad is getting food, so you help. I swear we go home tomorrow.
Home is so far away. I don't want to go home no more.
Oh, come on. Don't say such silly stuff. Of course you do. Pretty blue streams, big blue waters, bleached blonde hair, and star-kissed skin.
Is all that really real, Mommy?
Gotta see for yourself. Oh, wanna know the best part?
Yeah!
They say the apples on the trees are so big and delicious that you can't help but grab one and take a big bite.
I want one!
Me too.
I remember when I was each of them. Not one after the other. I was a few resistors and a nun in between. Even a guardian once. Killed. Born. Killed. Died. Born. Stillborn. Born. Killed. It was a few decades apart, but I remember their lives so vividly. When I was that boy, I was so tired. My feet were rocks. My mouth was sand. Nothing filled my tummy. And I thought my mom was so strong. But when I was that woman, I was so tired. But I didn't want him to know that I was hurting. I smiled and I told him, "Buck up, little bear. Mommy's walking too. Wanna see the garden? Gotta keep up." All the while, my feet bled and my infections worsened. Up ahead, our Papa Bear was bartering for scraps.
No, three. I'm good for three. I've got the units for... Hey, back off! Okay, yeah, wait. Fine. One, two... Shh, let me count. Okay, two, but I need the penicillin. What can I give you to make...
His eyes were bloodshot and eager to fight. But when I was him, Papa Bear was ready to murder anyone and anything to feed his family with his fists. The flying cars landed into the gutter, crushing the rats and their shelters. Their sirens were screaming, and the lights were blinding. None of us could see. Men in black and white uniforms began to round up the rats and press them against the wall. The men questioned the rats.
There's no signs. There's nowhere to-
Shut up, you filthy beast. This place isn't for you. Hold it.
In the midst of chaos, thunder boomed from a megaphone. His voice was heavy and gruff, but charismatic and trustworthy. He emerged from a police van, appearing twice its size. He stood amidst the chaos, surrounded by guardians of various rank. His face was pale white and neon green, with cracks and protruding bones. His face seemed to be rejecting its smile. He approached Papa Bear. We were terrified as he towered high in the air. He spoke again.
Turn on my camera and broadcast this.
At his command, every billboard, television, and communication device showed the same grim scene. The mountain of a man turned on his charm for the masses.
Good evening, citizens of Eden City. Here's another public service announcement from your mother's favorite guardian. Sergeant Robert, Big Bob, Dean. I stand before you tonight as a guardian of order. A protector of your way of life. As you sit comfortably in your homes, in your hover cars, in your headsets, the Iron Thumb holds its unwavering commitment to protect and keep us safe. And yet, some, like this poor soul behind me, still chooses to defy us. Doesn't that make you angry? Oh, I know, I know. How uncivilized, right? Camera guy, come here. Get in here. Look at this poor soul here. Shine a light in his face in the rain. No, don't be shy. Show your face. Show everyone your face. No. Look at the camera. Look! Sir, what were you doing here in the restricted area? Camping illegally and bartering for Iron Thumb-owned goods.
There was nowhere else to...
Well, I've heard this one before. It reminds me of what a wise man once said. Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
Fat Bob, I would rather die than go to your camps. We will not stand for this. The five martyrs will rise.
Oh no! The five martyrs. Uh-oh. You think the mayor is worried about the five martyrs? We smashed them once. Let him try again. Hello, Rashad. No. Let him die a martyr. That's what he wants. Not that I believe such outdated things. But I heard God loves a martyr. So you two should get along just fine. You try to extend your hand. You try to be a good parent. I swear. Really. I try. But still, children disobey. Children of Eden City, do not be like Eve. Obey your parents. And don't forget, if Eve comes near you with an apple, make the choice that Adam should have made, and tell God.
Imerys watched as I was murdered. She saw me watch, and I cried 1,000 times. Her chest burned, and her guts turned and writhed with a mix of anger and fear.
No more,
she said.
This must end.
Imerys sunk into a hole in the alley and made her way into the depths. She sobbed and screamed. She crawled down and deep into the caverns under Eden City, the brutality she witnessed in the alley. She thought of the sergeant, drenched in the blood of the man. She couldn't help but think of the guardian who let her go.
Guardian, why didn't you kill me? You were bred just like them, yet you let me go.
The oven in her chest smoked. She finally reached the bottom of the garbage chute, which opened up into the wide expanse of tunnels. She moved a large piece of wood and created an opening. On the other side of the opening was a large stone structure. Dear listeners, welcome to Mother Nadia's Catholic School for God's Few Left.
Someone left the light on. Oh, dear Lord! There's a demon! Sisters, there's a demon in the common room! Please help me, Sister Prudence, get your holy water! Oh, Father God!
Amorous, for his God's sake, go back to bed!
Young nun, calm yourself. Stop shouting. You are so startled, don't you recognize me?
Oh, sweet Mother Nadia, I'm so sorry. In the right light, you looked so evil. Like the devil. I mean, no, a beast. No, wait,
I sense fright in you. And guilt. And shame. I see it.
You're right. Mother, I know I left after hours, and I told you I never would, but I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep without... My bed was damp. Have you ever slept on damp sheets?
Every night.
It's... The moths were eating my hair. I was afraid I'd... My heart was heavy.
I can feel it. Your heart will lead you down sinful roads. I'd suggest you keep it locked up. If it keeps you from going... up there. I'd recommend throwing away the key. Are we understood?
Yes, Mother.
It is late. I will speak to you privately when the light seeps through the cracks. Sleep well, my child. You will think a little more clearly in the morning.
Yes, I understand.
Amorous, be honest. Did anyone see you?
No, Mother.
Did anyone see you?
No.
I see you. Good night.
On the other side of the deep caverns under Eden City, Guardian 57 wandered alone and confused. The bodies, the blood, and the flesh clogged his dreams. He thought of his crimes and dreamed of mending his soul, and one day, he would. The rebellion emerged, taking the form of the rats under Eden.
Amorous and Boy at Camp were voiced by Joy Haino. Guardian 57, Man in Apartment, Robot, and Man in Camp were voiced by Ted Grader. Woman in Camp and Mother Nadia were voiced by Alexis Gallion. Prudence was voiced by Kimberly Estenson. Written, directed, and composed by the narrator, Guardian 23, and Sergeant Robert Big Bob Deed. Stay tuned for a short intermission.
This intermission is dedicated to Kim and Mike, my parents. Thank you for more than I can imagine.